This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
And let me be the first to break on a national basis a story that nobody knows about yet, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Megan Barth was with me moments ago. Great conservative activist. And she was with me live in my radio studio. And she said that her conservative website has broken a story today that has not hit the national newswires yet. But a friend of a friend of hers... and her young 13-year-old daughter was celebrating her 13-year-old daughter's birthday. They live in Los Angeles. They're big Trump conservatives. And they took an Uber to San Diego to see a concert for young girls. And when the concert was over, they took an Uber to go back to Los Angeles. And the Uber driver started getting into a political conversation. And she tried to stay out of it. She tried to not talk politics, but he wouldn't let her. He wouldn't let her. He said, "You're from L.A. It's all liberals up there." And she said, "Well, I'm not liberal." He said, "You're not? You're a conservative? Please tell me you're a conservative that hates Trump." "No, actually, I like Trump." "Get out of my car!" And he kicked the mother and her 13-year-old daughter on her birthday in the dark at midnight. He left them on the side of a road in San Diego. I'll find out more details about this story and hopefully have maybe I can get that woman on this show, that mother and her daughter on this show tomorrow. This is the hatred and the insanity of the left. This is the vile viciousness, the disgracefulness of the left encapsulated in one story. I'm Wayne Root. I'm a tough guy. I've been in so many fights in my life, obviously not as an adult, but as a kid in a rough neighborhood on the Bronx borderline in a school that was 85% minority, I was in so many fights on a daily basis, I can't count them. And I won most of them, and I'm a tough guy. And I'd be scared to death left on the road at midnight in the dark in a strange city. I would be scared to death. And if I was with my 13-year-old daughter, I'd be scared to death for her. Because I know what can happen. Because I've been in rough places and rough situations. Because I almost died a few times in my life. I can count about five times I came close to dying. And God was with me and I'm alive because some freaky thing prevented me from dying. I should have died that day five times. So I know being left alone in a strange place on a road at night, a woman and her daughter could have been raped, could have been murdered, could have been raped and murdered. God knows what could have happened to the two of them. This disgusting, horrible Uber driver that did this should be imprisoned. That has to be a crime. It has to be reckless endangerment. He left them to be savaged by predators. Anyone could have stopped and kidnapped the little girl or kidnapped the mom and the little girl, raped and murdered them. What a disgusting story. What a wild story. What more proof positive of what liberals are really about. Sick, man, sick. That Uber driver, number one, of course, will be fired today as soon as this story gets out. That's the end of his job. Go to the unemployment line, my friend. But he should go to prison. What you did is endangered the lives of a woman and her precious daughter. How disgusting. If that doesn't get your hackles up, nothing will. But I also want to talk about yesterday. I'm the only guy in America who had the cojones. I'll say it that way. It's not the way I would say it on the streets of New York. But the cojones to actually dare to say on the air that all those bombs appeared to be fake hoaxes and that the bombs were never meant to go off. Thank God. Thank God. And that the ricin wasn't ricin, it was actually powder. And that was fake too. And if that turned out to be the case, then my belief was it could have been an insane person. It could even be an insane right winger. But my gut says this was a liberal attempt to get sympathy and distract us in the middle of an election where we appear to be winning big. And I will be proven right, I guarantee you, because what we found out today was confirmed. The pipe bomb powder sent to CNN was harmless. It was not ricin. And the bombs were likely fakes. And then this headline, it was a total hoax. Clocks taped to pipe bombs do not have alarm function. They were just for show. So they were never going to detonate. Thank God. Wainwright is saying, thank God. And if a conservative did it, we disown you. We can't stand you. You're disgusting. You're mentally ill. You're horrible. We don't condone violence. We move away from you at 1,000 miles an hour. But a conservative didn't do it. Conservatives don't do things like this. Story after story. What is my show about, if not story after story, for 3 years now almost on the radio and for 2 years now almost on television, on Newsmax, telling you stories of crazy liberals with Trump derangement syndrome who preach violence, who threaten our lives, who want to hurt us because we're conservatives. Why would we do something to them? We don't ever threaten them. We're just too busy winning. We're just laughing at all the winning we're doing. Trump's winning, 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 and I'm not getting bored of it at all. Why would I ever hurt you? So there's no conservative that would plant those bombs. It could be a mentally deranged person. It could be an anarchist who doesn't like either party. Or I think it could very well be a liberal or the deep state trying to distract the election because it's about to be a Trump mandate with this election. All right, more good news. General Mad Dog Mattis, his real name, Jim Mattis, is sending over 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm sure there are more to come. And by the way, let me do a little bragging here. Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up, right? Nothing wrong with bragging if you got things right. So a couple days ago, I can't remember if it's on this TV show or it was only on my radio show or both. But my military sources told me that President Trump had just signed the order to send actual military to the border, and I got that before anybody else in the country. And now that story's out at Fox News and CNN and everywhere else. I knew it 48 hours ago. Thank you to my sources, fantastic, credible sources. And I also want to thank them because they told me there was a part two of the story. Part two is that Trump has signed the order to send the military. That's part one. And part two is he's actually signed an order to put on alert, not to send yet, but to put an armored division on alert to send armored vehicles and tanks down to the border, which I think is absolutely necessary. We have an invading horde. This is an act of war, and we've got to stop them. And all normal Americans believe we've got to stop them. By normal, I mean non-liberals. Liberals love them. They think this is wonderful. That's what's winning the election right there. They don't even know how abnormal they are. They don't even know how dysfunctional they are. They don't even know how sick and mixed up they sound. They don't even realize that they're nuts to the average American. They don't realize we're Americans. We don't want America to be Mexico or Israel. I'm Jewish. I don't want America to be Israel. I don't want America to be China. I don't have anything against Chinese. I don't want America to be Japanese. Nothing against Japanese. I want America to be America. And I want borders, and I want sovereignty, and I want a wall. They don't realize that Israel is one of the great nations in the world, even though it's a tiny nation the size of New Jersey. It's a great nation. It achieves great things. Economically, it's one of the powerhouses of the world. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, Israel's number one in the world. Beats America and China based on per capita. For the small amount of people it's got, about 6 million, Israel's pound for pound the best economy in the world. Do you know why? Because they built a wall. You don't know that, liberals. I know it. We know it. Israel built a wall. They had 10,000 terror attacks the year before the wall was completed. They had less than 100 after the wall was completed, and then it went down to less than 10. They had many, many thousands of illegal aliens sneaking into Israel illegally before the wall was completed. After the wall was completed, it went down to basically zero. Walls work. Walls make for good neighbors. Walls protect young children's lives, my children's lives. I don't want these people in my country. You have to apply. You have to be under the quota. In other words, there has to be a limit. We don't want America to take in millions every year. We don't want to change the character of America over a 10-year period. So it used to have 300 million, now it has 600 million. You're a minority in your own country. No, there has to be limits. Every country in the world has immigration limits except us. We let in more immigrants than all the rest of the countries of the world, I believe, combined. That's insanity, and it's a recipe for disaster. But that's legal immigrants we allow more than the rest of the world combined. Illegal immigrants, oh my gosh, how many are coming in through that porous open border, and the Democratic Party believes in that open border. Donald Trump tells the migrant caravan to turn around, troops being sent to the border, and now, what did I say in the last day? I guarantee you George Soros is handing out the money. Confirmed, open borders group behind the illegal alien caravan is linked to George Soros' Open Society. I told you. I also told you about the text I was getting from the Nevada Democratic Party. I said it was from several Democratic organizations, including ones I believe controlled by George Soros, But last night they started coming from a different phone number. And they were urging me to vote, and they were telling me Trump's a murderer, Trump's murdering Mexicans, Trump's a horrible person. And those messages that were awful came from the Democratic Party of Nevada. I confirmed it with them. Who are you? Who's contacting me? They sent me their brand symbol, the Democratic Party of Nevada. Then they sent me an opt-in message that if you want these, you've got to opt in. If you want them to keep coming, Nevada Democratic Party. And they said some things that are shocking. And I'll be writing about that in my next column. Shocking, and I believe illegal. I believe they should be in big trouble. Someone should be fined to go to prison for the things they say on text to encourage illegal aliens to vote. They're telling you to vote early and vote often. They're telling you to do everything in Spanish. You don't need to know English. They're telling you no ID required. They're telling you to vote today during early voting and vote again on election day. It's sick. It's sick. They're saying Trump's the Antichrist. They're saying F Trump. This is coming from the Democratic Party of Nevada and several Democratic organizations. And some of the words from the Soros organization, I think it's called Center for Progress, sound exactly like the words coming out of the mouth of the migrants in the caravan. They're saying F Trump. They're saying Trump's the Antichrist. They have a right to come into America. Same things that they're saying to me on text. And it's coming from Democratic get out the vote efforts. Wow. But when we get back, I'm going to tell you about a Republican who's just as dumb as the Democratic Party. What an idiot. What a fool. What a rhino. He's not even a rhino. He should be drummed out of the party. He's a liberal bordering on socialist communist. He's the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. Wait till I tell you what he said when we get back. And then we'll take your calls. Full boat. It's already completely full, and we'll take calls for the rest of the show. Can't wait to hear from you. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, my website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a couple things. In the break, Gianna, one of my viewers in New York, told me that police and the bomb squad are at CNN headquarters in New York City as we speak right now. So thank you, Gianna, for filling me in. I'm here busy doing the show for 3 hours, so when there's a breaking story like that, I don't always see it. David, one of our viewers, says, you are the real deal. Thank you for the truth, and thank you for your mastermind connections. You are very much appreciated, David. So great great letters and emails from all of you, probably about 50 of them in the break. I just chose two of them to give you a sampling of what's out there. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. I'm sad to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language, easy for me to say, are IRS. IRS promote the most fear. And I had my own IRS experience. They came after me. Obama's IRS tried to destroy me. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch took my case after the fact and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt it was because of my politics. They targeted me. They intimidated me. They persecuted me. And they lost. The reason they lost is because of Sam Landis. Sam Landis is the lawyer who took my case. I chose him out of all the lawyers I interviewed, and he beat the IRS badly, not once, but twice. After the first one, 6 days later, they came back and audited me again, and Sam Landis beat him again. So give Sam Landis a call if you have any IRS problems or questions, any tax issues at all. When you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney. There's no salesman. There's no hype. There's no sales pitch. There's no BS. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take, and you'll be shocked how reasonable the cost is. Because you're talking to an attorney, you're protected by attorney-client privilege. All those ads you see on Fox News for tax resolution companies are not attorneys. That means that what you tell them is not protected, and they can wind up having to tell the IRS and get you in more trouble. Call Sam Landis, attorney-client privilege and a reasonable cost and a free consultation, and you're talking to a lawyer. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. So 800-WE-HELP, the letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578. LandisTaxLaw.com. I told you I'd tell you about John Kasich, and then we'd start taking calls. The Lord doesn't want Americans opposing the migrant caravan, says John Kasich. John Kasich, if I was an umpire, I'd say, strike three, you're out. You're out of here, man. You're a bum. You're a bum. You are not a Republican. You're nothing. You're worse than the liberals. The Lord doesn't want Americans opposing the migrant caravan. Oh, my gosh. You know what I think? The Lord wants Guatemalans to stay in Guatemala. And the Lord wants El Salvadorans to stay and make El Salvador great again. And the Lord wants everyone else in every other country, Hondurans, to stay in Honduras and make Honduras great again. And they want Mexicans to stay in Mexico and make Mexico great again. I stay in America and I make America great again. I did it with Donald Trump, not with you, John Kasich. You didn't make America great again. Donald Trump made America great again. You would have ruined America. Having you as president would have been no different. A rhino Republican sellout that would have given Democrats everything they wanted, just like for 8 years under Obama, the sellouts like John Boehner gave them everything they wanted. Here we had the control at various points of the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate, and Obama still got whatever he wanted, still ruled by executive order, still destroyed us with taxes and regulations and Obamacare. And that's because the entire House and Senate were filled with a bunch of John Kasich rhinos afraid of their own shadow, who gave Obama everything he wanted because they were afraid they'd be called a racist if they ever disagreed with a guy who was a communist. His color of his skin is meaningless. I never cared about Obama's color of his skin. I'd vote for Herman Cain, I'd vote for Ben Carson, black Republicans who think like I do, over a white liberal any day 1,000 out of 1,000 times. So what does the color of a person's skin have to do with it? Nothing. I was the speaker at 1,000 Tea Party rallies, never heard one person use the N-word or say something bad about black people or Obama because of the color of his skin, but I heard lots of people say he's a commie and he's a sellout, and he is a radical, and he hates America, and all those things are true. Well, so what? Fidel Castro hated America pretty good, right? And he was a terrible person and put his people in misery. Wasn't black. I don't care about the color of your skin. Fidel Castro is basically a white guy, horrible white guy, communist. The people who ran Soviet Union, communist, white. The people who ran East Germany, communist, white. Color of a person's skin doesn't matter. All that matters is what color their brain matter is. And if it's red for communist, we don't like them. All right, Megyn Kelly out at NBC after her blackface comment. Megyn Kelly learned a valuable lesson. I tried to give this lesson to Republicans. I've written article after article that said the same thing. When you sell out Republican conservative values and you're a Republican, Republicans hate you, you lose them, and not one Democrat will ever vote for you. They still vote for the liberal running against you. You've gained nothing. That's John Kasich. You're a moron. But Megyn Kelly, same thing in the media. You gave up, you stabbed in the back, you betrayed all the Republican conservatives that loved you, and the liberals never accepted you at NBC, and now they've thrown you out for one comment they didn't like. But we would have had your back if you'd stayed with us. Big, big mistake, Megyn Kelly. Big mistake for any Republican to ever give in to the liberals, because there's no one there. There's no safety net. No one there that will like you or accept you or treat you well. We're your team. Betray us at your own danger. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Your call's up next.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney with an update.
The investigation is still in its early stages. I have said this each time that we have faced similar situations, but it bears repeating today. It is vitally important that we do not inadvertently disclose information that could adversely impact our investigation or a future prosecution.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign an order sending up to 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the migrant caravan.
Turn around. We are not going to allow you to enter our country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the U.S. Gold Bureau, great people, man. They don't just put ads on the show. They're like family now, okay? Family with Newsmax, family with Wayne Allyn Root. They text me, they call me, they email me. They love this show. They watch every show. And they're good people, man. Hundreds of thousands of people each year, hundreds of thousands of investors buy and sell their precious metals through U.S. Gold Bureau. They are the parent. They're owned by the company that operates Texas Bullion Depository. Their parent company is chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Fort Knox of Texas. Kind of amazing. So if Texas trusts them, I think you can trust them. Wayne Root trusts them. And they asked me, what could we do that would make a difference, Wayne? And I said, you know I'm not a boring guy, to say the least. I'm a high-energy guy. And I just get bored quickly. You know, I have the attention span of a flea. Kind of like our president, President Trump, has the same kind of personality, man. You got to do something to excite me. Otherwise, you lose my interest quickly. And so one coin would bore me. I don't know what to do with one coin, but if I had 100 coins, wow, that would be a cool start to my collection. You know, some people take 20 years to develop a collection with 100 coins. I want to get 100 coins right now. Pronto, 100 coins. And I thought they'd think I was nuts. They said, no, we'll do it. Let's do it. Let's offer 100 American Silver Eagle coins. So right off the bat, your collection has 100 coins in it. They're all investment quality. They're in uncirculated condition, direct from the U.S. Mint. And the coins are sold at dealer cost, the same price U.S. Gold pays, you pay. So they'll show you their invoice. You get the wholesale price like you're a dealer. They don't make one penny on the deal, and they give you free shipping and delivery insurance, 100% free. Of course, the call's free. Call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you for this special deal, the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package. All right, let's take some calls. I promise you the rest of the show will be calls. Let's take Dennis in New Mexico, line 4. Dennis in New Mexico. Dennis, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Wayne. What I wanted to call tonight about was the bomb scare across the country.
Yes.
And my idea is it's by the Chinese students. We've got 200,000 of the Chinese spies, I call them. And I think that they could be doing this and nobody else would be communicating in Chinese with them. So they could do it quite readily.
Well, it could be. I mean, look, your idea and your guess is as good as mine. I think it's Antifa trying to make us sympathetic to the liberal Democrats. I think it could be the deep state looking to distract us in the middle of clearly a Republican victory coming up in the midterms and get our mind off the caravan. It could be any number of people. It could be the Saudi Arabians who want to distract us from the murder they just committed at the Turkish embassy. It could be the Chinese. As you said, 200,000 Chinese students in the United States, and they're upset over the trade war that Trump is beating them badly. I mean, he's kicking their butts, and their entire economy is going under because if they don't snap out of it quick and do what Trump wants, they're going to lose their economy. So there's a lot of people that want revenge out there. You don't know who it is. It could be anybody. It could just be a nutcase. It could just be an anarchist. But my gut says it's some liberal who wants, because first of all, how would they even know the, if it was an average person, how would you even know the address of Bill Clinton? I don't know Bill Clinton's address. How do you know George Soros' address? I don't know it. How do you know Obama's address? I don't know it. How do you know all these addresses? These are big-time players. Robert De Niro's address. How do you know Brennan's address? You know, someone had to know something. So to me, it's kind of some really smart people who plan this to distract us in the middle of an election. And I don't think those would be Republican smart people, because no way does this help the Republican Party. This hurts Republicans, makes us look bad, and makes Democrats look good. So my guess is it's a counter, a false flag, and a counter, incident. But we'll see. We'll see. Could be the Chinese, too. Thank you, Dennis. Let's take Alan in Idaho, line 3. Alan in Idaho. Alan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Not too bad, Wayne. How
good.
Are
What's
you?
On your mind today?
Well, you know, first of all, is the fact that these bombs, that's kind of hokey. I think that's a political agenda. And I'm really surprised that this is coming off. I mean,
They're all fake. It's a hoax. They're fake bombs. The clocks didn't work, and the ricin was not really ricin. It was a white substance, probably talcum powder. So none of them were real. Nobody ever actually intended for anybody to get blown up, thank God. Let's say that very strongly. Thank God. There isn't one conservative that I've ever met that wants someone to be hurt because their political views on the left. I don't want to hurt somebody. I don't
exactly.
Want to hurt Bill Clinton. Right.
Nobody on Trump's side wants anybody hurt. We're not calling for political action. Unlike them, you know, we got Antifa.
Well, you said we're not calling for political action. The other side, they're calling for violent action, not just political action. They want the violence. So it's ironic. Why would someone on our side commit violence when it's only on their side that all the threats have been made? And they did it just the day before. The day before this
exactly.
happened. Do you know the day before this happened, Alan? There was an article published in the New York Times that was a fantasy about Russians and the U.S. government conspiring to murder. It's a joke. Yeah, just say it's a joke. Yeah. All right, thank you, from Idaho. Let's take Tim in Texas on line two. Tim, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Tim, you're on. All right, let's move on from Tim. Hopefully he'll call back. Ferdinand on Miami on line one. Ferdinand, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay, just wonderful, wonderful. I've got a different perspective from you. The people or the crowd or the individual or the unknowns that are doing this, either they're a genius or they're complete morons. I say morons because if it's a Democrats, they're the ones that are telling their own people, go down and kick them, hit them, follow them home, follow them in the streets, make a race. Don't make life miserable for these people. Now this unknown party comes along, or individual, a genius, because he says, don't hurt them. We're going to send them fake bombs and fake powder and envelopes, and that's going to scare the hell out of them. These fake bombs are going to drive them bananas. They're going to go crazy. They don't know what the hell we're going to do next, and they won't know when we're coming for real or when we're just pulling their chain.
I hope they're morons. I hope they're not geniuses, because if that's the idea, to just send fake bombs and scare the bejesus out of people, and so they never know what's going to hit them next and keep doing it and doing it and doing it. As I said earlier, CNN in New York right now, bomb squad from New York City is there on premises, so obviously they're getting bomb threats or another suspicious package has arrived. None of us wish that for CNN. As much as I can't stand them, I despise them, and I think they're the communist news network, I don't wish that on them. I don't wish that on my worst enemies. I don't want that to happen.
I sure hope.
But it's not a conservative who could upset them.
Look who they're sending it to. All the people that are ducking hell are the Republicans, criticizing them. We can't do right. It's Trump. It's anybody that's a Republican. I don't care. Little old white lady, little old black lady, a crippled person. They don't care. They have no heart. This guy is doing things. He's scaring the hell out of them. And if you notice, nothing's been sent to a Republican or anybody that's standing out there, or anybody that's not verbally come out and really put a bad name on the Republicans.
Yeah,
I hope so too, but...
Your logic, Ferdinand, is because it's all going to Democrats, it's somebody who's looking to scare them was on our side. My logic is the only person who would send it to Democrats like that, they picked out the most perfect, prominent Democrats that are all enemies of Trump. And so I think it's a Democrat who says, how could we make Trump look bad? Let's send a fake bomb. No one will get hurt. And let's send it only to this list of enemies of Trump. And therefore, conservatives will take the blame and Democrats will look sympathetic. That's what I believe all of this leads to. That's my gut instinct. But we'll see. We'll find out. Ferdinand, thanks for the call. We got to run, Ferdinand. Dave in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, Ferdinand, but I'm trying to move things along. Dave in Philly, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've been thinking about this caravan, what to do
yes.
about all those. I take all the ones that are asking for sanctuary and give them safe passage out of the sanctuary cities in California.
You know, I would laugh and I would say let's do that because it serves them right. We could send every sanctuary city, all the people in the caravan, just put them all in there and let millions more come after them. Except in the end,
but
it's not helpful.
What I call that is putting the shoe on the other foot.
Well, I get it, but the problem is the bill eventually goes to the federal government. Some of it falls on California or the state they're in, but most of it goes to the federal government. So if they're going to be on welfare and they're going to get free health care, the bill's going to fall on you and me. So I just don't want them in the country. Even if I could play that joke on the Democrats, I wouldn't have to because I get the bill.
I guess I'm trying to use constructive sarcasm.
Yes, exactly. It would serve them right, for sure. If they want them so bad, send them all to California. But in the end, we'd get the bill. All right, thanks, Dave. We got Joe in Alaska on line three. 15 seconds? Oh, a minute 15. Okay, all right. So we're just about to go out. Everybody hang on the line. When we come back, I'll take the last call. There's Joe in Alaska, Williams in Iowa, several more on the line. I want to make sure we thank the sponsor of this show, Cenogenics, the clear global leader in age management medicine. They've taken on Wayne Root, and they've made Wayne Root great again. If you've seen the transformation, man, I am looking 15 years younger. And I can only thank one person for that, one group for that, at Cenogenics. And Dr. Bob Letta, that's the person. They assigned me their best anti-aging doctor from Alaska. That reminded me, because we got Joe in Alaska on the line. Bob Letta, thank you. Great job by Cenogenics. They can do the same thing for you. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. It's all free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER. They made Wayne Root great again. Tell them to make you great again. Free consultation. Find out what they can do for you. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com. Cenogenics.com. Thank you, Cenogenics. Great job. Miracle. You guys are Houdini. Wow. I just had another blood test. I'll tell you the results in a few days. It's going to be spectacular. I can feel it, man. Never felt better in my life. Cenogenics.com. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com.
War now. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Look, we're all hoping for the best with Donald Trump and the Republicans hopefully winning on November 6th and solidifying the mandate for Trump. All good stuff. But he's fighting a tough battle, man. He's fighting the whole Washington, D.C. and the whole D.C. swamp and the whole deep state. We don't know where this is going to end. It may not end pretty 20 years from now, or 15 years from now, or 10 years from now, or even 5 years from now. We just don't know. So you might need a little backup, a plan B. You might need a second residence outside the United States. And in the meantime, you get a great place to go on vacation in a beautiful place, on a beach, in a Caribbean waterfront location. Houses starting at 100, or say prices starting at 126,000. You build a house like that in America, it's a million or 2 million on a beach in Florida. Or North Carolina, or California. Millions of dollars. $126,000 in Belize. Popular island on the Caribbean for people like to fish and dive and snorkel and relax. And you get a house for starting at $126,000. Amazing. And you get a plan B if you ever need it to run there with your family. Pretty cool. ECI Development builds it. And they want to give you a free guidebook, free guide to second residences around the world. And for the first 50 callers right now, you get 15 must-know questions to ask when looking at real estate overseas to avoid huge pitfalls. Call 1-800-290-3028, 1-800-290-3028. Do it now. First 50, get both guidebooks free, 1-800-290-3028. Thank you, ECI Development, for giving us a backup plan. Chairman Grassley refers Michael Avenatti and the gal who said that she was gang-raped at a party by Brett Kavanaugh, Julie Swetnick. He refers them both to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation. Yes, good stuff happening. Thank you, Chairman Grassley. It's about time someone called out a fraud. Because I was thinking about this. You mean you can make up anything you want and it's proven a lie? I mean, it was such a lie, the FBI didn't even want to speak to her. And you just leave it after that? She's okay? No. She should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And then one last thing, and then I'll take calls. Cardinal Zen, Cardinal Joseph Zen of China, he says Pope Francis has a natural sympathy for communists. What a surprise. Who didn't call that one? How many times have I railed on this show about Pope Francis, the worst pope in the history of popes? He's a communist. He doesn't have a sympathy for communists. He is a communist. He loves them. It's crazy. You know what communists do to people? They murder people. They torture people. They censor and ban anything that disagrees with them. And they force you to run for your life and leave the country, even if there's a Berlin Wall. Even if there's an ocean outside with sharks in it, like outside Cuba. Or in Venezuela, they force you to starve to death. Your family starves. They ruin entire generations of people's lives, communists. Wow. Terrible, terrible, terrible people. Well, they themselves live rich lives. The leaders of these countries. Terrible. Let's take some calls. Joe in Alaska on line 3. We said we're going to get to him. We got to him. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How's it going?
Thanks good, for taking good. The call. What's on your mind?
Hey, the caravan coming our way. Obviously, out in Alaska, I'm a long ways away from there, but I watch your show all the time, and the news is everywhere. But anyway, you made a good point earlier in your show about the caravan, but mainly about immigration completely a mess, and you know we should stop immigration completely until we get this under control.
Right.
And the biggest thing is that we've got cities all across the United States full of people homeless under bridges and back alleyways and, living in cardboard boxes. We should be taking care of these people first before we let another person into this country.
Right. And how about I give you an asterisk? What about homeless people
yeah.
who are veterans? How about that one? We're doing nothing for them.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Absolutely. We should take care of the people in the United States first. We have.
Right.
What about all our kids coming out of school and colleges, trying to get them jobs and putting them to work before we
right.
let all these people in that we have to take care of?
Well, this is why we voted for Trump. America first. It's got to be America first. Take care of us first. No other country in the world lets in all these immigrants. Crazy. Joe, thank you for the call all the way from Alaska. Stay warm, my friend. Last call tonight. Let's take William from Iowa. Last call tonight. Line 1. William, your last call. Be quick.
All right, Wayne. I'm just curious why no newscast has said they want to see the security camera from CNN, mailroom, and the front desk. If a guy walks in with something, security had to see it. Also, George Soros' house had security on it, but no newscast has asked to see it.
Well, listen, I'll be a little defending of CNN. I hate to do that. But I don't think it's CNN's job to show the person. It's probably in the hands of the FBI and the New York City Police Bomb Squad and things like and New York City Police Detectives. And they probably don't want CNN
right.
to release that video, you know? So we'll see it eventually, hopefully.
Well,
but right now, it's probably in police custody and they don't want to show it, maybe. I don't know. That's up to the police and the law enforcement to decide, not you and me.
But
you know?
Right. But the newscasters, they even ask about them. I mean, that's what's strange about it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, look, you've heard my gut instincts. I don't think it's a conservative. I think it's the left playing a little game here to try and make us feel sympathy for the left because they're doing really badly. They're getting crushed by this caravan. They're getting crushed by Kavanaugh. They're getting crushed by Trump's economy. They got nothing left. Nothing. So they wanted to distract things, churn things up a bit. But it could be the deep state looking to do the same thing and get the heat off the DOJ and the FBI. It could be, as one caller said, the Chinese. It could be, who knows, the Saudi Arabians looking to get the heat off of the murder they committed at the Turkish embassy. You never know. Don't forget there was a conspiracy against Trump. It was the deep state. It was British spies. And it was German intelligence combined with Russians. So guess what? Maybe it's them. Maybe it's the British trying to mess up our election, interfering in our election. Maybe it's the Russians again. Who knows? Wayne Allyn, War Now. Have yourselves a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.